This is Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Tony Rice, and we are joined on the line. I'm very lucky to be so. He's been on before, a guy called Will Slemmings. He's one of the main Hertfordshire Sports Partnerships development officers. Last time he was on, he was talking about an awesome project that he was heavily involved with, the Fit, Fed and Read project in the school holidays. But I tell you what, the guys at the Hertfordshire Sports Partnership, Will Slemmings himself, they do not rest on the laurels. They've got something really exciting and fresh and innovative coming to Hertfordshire very soon. And to tell us all about that now, to wet the whistle a little bit, it's Will. Welcome back to Verum Sports, Will.
Thank you for having me.
Honestly, I truly appreciate your time and really value what you guys are all about, because, I mean, that Fit, Fed and Read project was absolutely vital. People kind of forget sometimes in their own little bubbles just how lucky we are and how many people less fortunate. And obviously you guys there using sports, obviously literature as well, you know, to kind of keep things going during those difficult periods. Awesome project, but really kind of just shone a light, hasn't it, on the power of sport, the amazing power sport has to impact social change. And I guess that's really what the spirit and ethos is behind the inaugural Sport for Social Change conference coming up very soon.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's long been a belief of mine personally, the kind of vast capabilities that sport can have on creating social impact, even if it's just on a single person's life or an entire community, is something that can really bring people together and create significant changes. And that's really what the conference is going to be all about.
It's a ripple effect sometimes as well, isn't it? I mean, I think, you know, I know I'm guilty of it, I'm sure we all, it's called being human, but we put up barriers sometimes, don't we? And sometimes I find that maybe sport, perhaps with art as well, has this capacity to, once you've kind of got that ball moving, to really kind of chip away at these kind of personal barriers that we all impose.
No, yeah, absolutely. Completely agree with that. It's a mutual interest, isn't it? And there's obviously all sorts of different interests that people can share. Sport is the one that we focus on, and it's obviously global. It can bring communities together, whether they're next door to each other or on the other side of the world. It's got such a vast power, and so many people are behind it and believe in it, that, as you say, it can bring down these barriers and create significant impact in helping people's lives.
And again, that's, I guess, inspired the conference kicking off December the 6th. So just around the corner, it's going to be at the Fielder Centre at the University of Hertfordshire. Some very, very important themes that are going to be tackled and, I guess, resources pooled here. Early intervention, prevention of youth offences, education, employment, mental health and poverty. Is this, as much as anything, a chance to kind of unite, get people together, pool resources?
Exactly what we want to do. The main aim of the day is to bring as many people as we can from as many different backgrounds as we can together, and really just facilitate conversation and get people thinking about how sport can be used within their communities. Now that might be a sport-specific organisation thinking about how they could use their sport to benefit communities that they're already working within.
Yep.
Or really what we're focusing on is if we can get organisations that haven't considered sport in the past and don't use sport at all, but are working to address community issues and would be interested in hearing a little bit more about the role that sport could play within their community, both kind of what it could do as well as kind of getting those first steps and meeting a whole host of organisations that are going to be there that could help them, pardon the pun, get the ball rolling on how to kind of get these initiatives set up and start helping people with it.
Very apt pun, I feel, frankly. Just coming in back to it, I mean, I, as well as the awesome stuff that you guys have consistently done and just live and breathe, over recent weeks and months, I've been very lucky to get to know the guys at Kickoff at 3, who, you know, initially bring together through kind of a bit of connections with the police. They're really targeting sort of inner city crime, largely through sport. Initially just through football, it's branched out into Tip Off at 3. which is basketball-led. But really, again, I was at their annual planning meeting for 2019, and the point that was really resonant to me was that each and every kind of individual kind of police district and borough does great things. Everybody's all about kind of bringing communities together and, you know, uniting. But when things are done in sort of disparate fashion, it's kind of like you've got all this possibility, and it's almost, I don't know, it's like a body with like loads of lungs and a heart, but not quite assimilated into a whole living, breathing organism, if that makes sense. So I guess it's just, your comments on that, and again, the importance of partnership as we look to build towards and tackle these mega, mega themes that we've discussed.
Partnerships are really the everything that we do at Heart Sports Partnership. We work on bringing people together. We don't do a lot of delivery ourselves, but we create these partnerships of people that might have their own sort of interests and agendas in taking part in the program, but ultimately are working towards a shared ambition or a shared kind of target. The Fit, Fed and Red program, for example, where we've got the Hertfordshire Catering Limited, who support the primary schools and the schools around the county, and the catering and their lunchtime meals. They all provide the food because their interest is the holiday hunger aspect, whereas we will be more interested in the physical activity aspect, and the library service that get involved are more interested in the literacy element. But ultimately, everyone is working together to support the young people from the lower socioeconomic backgrounds throughout the school holidays. And it's the same with the Hertfordshire Big Hit program. I know you've spoken to Bob, who runs the program, our social inclusion boxing officer, and that's the same thing there with all the different partners that are contributing towards that, to help the young people that are either mixed up in crime early on in their life or shown signs of being on the pathway to doing that, and give them some diversionary activity to hopefully prevent them from moving further down that pathway and give them a different focus in their life. Which hopefully kind of ultimately will change their lives in the future for the better.
What I think is super crucial about all of these projects, and they're bubbling away and it is building, is that you just have to turn on the news. And it just seems to me that there's such a disconnect between almost a myth that's been projected about, you know, disenfranchised Britain, blah, blah, blah. And obviously they exist. That is the state of affairs. But there are so many positive forces right now in our very communities who are working against that. But I just feel as though they need to have a limelight and maybe, you know, make people more conscious of that. Because, again, it's that kind of awareness and kind of engagement which will, in time, I believe, work against this kind of chain of negativity that's been projected at us for such a long while.
Yeah, no, absolutely, completely agree. It is the nature of kind of media and kind of general kind of being human, I guess. People tend to focus on the negatives and focus on the stories, because whether it's selling papers or getting viewers and that sort of thing. And it's also a thing that, as you say, there are lots of these initiatives and hundreds, thousands of people across the county working at benefiting people's lives, but what they're doing is spending all their time trying to benefit people's lives, not taking the time to sing and shout about it and get their story out there, because that's not what they're doing it for. They're doing it to help.
It's almost antithetical to their nature, isn't it, I guess?
Absolutely.
But, you know, unfortunately, we do need to kind of, you know, just bang the drum of good. That's all it is, really. Anyway, coming back to this, this inaugural conference, I'll tell you what, my goodness me, there's going to be some big drum bangers there. Already involved a keynote address from the Alliance of Sports for the Desistance of Crime, kind of kicking things off. You've also got international charity Fight for Peace involved. Well, my goodness me, these events don't magically happen. You must have been working incredibly hard over the recent weeks, months, to kind of already bring these players to the table.
Absolutely. That's something that we do. Like I say, this is especially my role within the county. I lead for Sport for Social Change within Heart Sports Partnership, but more and more it's something that the whole partnership here is starting to focus more attention on. And through the work that we're already doing, we engage with these, whether they're local, or national or international organisations, whether that's directly working with them or taking sort of consultancy from them. Flight for Peace actually is quite a recent addition to our partnership, where they do fantastic work all over the world. They were born out of Rio de Janeiro, sorry, where they would take young people that were mixed up in crime or social exclusion, violence, and use combat sports to help them kind of channel those energies. Not too dissimilar to our Hertfordshire's Big Hit project, but focused on slightly older young people.
You know what, Will, just to cut you short there, once again, that point you've just made there makes it just a real hammers home to me, once again, about this importance of synergy and connection and building the kind of experiences that, you know, it will only benefit the wider, literally, world when we have these connections and we've got these resources. Share them. I think this is such a wonderful thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's exactly what we're working on, Fight for Peace. We're actually, in a week or two, we're going down. They've got a big centre in Newham, where their main headquarters within the UK are. They've set up a fantastic centre where there was a real centre for kind of gang crime down there. And their approach was to set up a facility bang in the middle and really focus on trying to kind of help the situation there, which they've done fantastically well. We're looking in the near future to set up an early intervention to gang and knife crime sports project in the coming months, which Fight for Peace are helping us on a consultancy base. So we're going down there in the next couple of weeks with a whole host of partner organisations from public services and the county councils and the youth services, really to design that programme to make sure that everyone has their input with the guidance of Fight for Peace, who have done it all over the world already, to make sure that what we set up is going to benefit the young people from Hertfordshire as much as it possibly can.
I absolutely love it, Will, truly. Again, you mentioned we've just dipped the toe in there. There's some amazing players already involved, but this is a conference. It's about pooling resources. I know you're extending an invitation to any organisation, sporting or non-sporting, perhaps with like-minded objectives. Again, coming together, fusing, sharing ideas, energy, innovations, growing together as one. How can people listening get involved? Where can we learn more information?
Absolutely. So all the information is on our website, which is www.sportinhearts.org.uk/news, and that will take you straight to our community news page. The first story on there is all about the conference and a lot more information on there about the structure and the types of organisations that are going to be there. And there's also a link that will go to the booking page where you can request your place. It is a free event for any organisations based within Hertfordshire. And it includes lunch, so it's a fantastic event. Even if you get nothing else out of it, there'll be a free lunch in it for everyone.
You've made me chuckle there, because bless you, you say that with such panache, but I know that anybody involved with this, quite frankly, the last thing that they're going to be going home talking about is the sardines that are laid on, mate. But fabulous point, I love it.
Absolutely. And just to give an idea of the structure of the day, so as you mentioned, there'll be some keynote speeches early on from some of the national organisations. Then that will move into a bit of a sort of speed date style, moving around the room, getting to get a snapshot of all the national Sport for Social Change organisations that are there. So rather than, we prefer everyone to have 5 minutes with everyone than to have to choose one and have an hour with them. And then they can kind of pick up those conversations once they're outside or in lunch or whatever.
Absolutely.
Then, as I say, there'll be lunch provided with a few more keynote speeches, and then we're going to break into some workshops. Each of them focus on each of those key themes that you mentioned, so the early intervention and prevention of youth offences, education and employment, mental health and poverty, and there'll also be another workshop on focused on evaluation and impact, because it's such a big thing for anyone creating any projects and looking for funding and that sort of thing, that you need to be able to prove the impact of what you're doing. So we'll have those national organisations, as well as our own staff, as well as academic staff at the university, will be running those workshops. To give everyone a bit of an opportunity to have a bit more interaction and post those questions to the experts and get a bit more of a hands-on approach to what it is they're thinking of doing.
We're going to give you another opportunity in the near future to kind of really champion this, which I think is a really critical project with massively vital goals. Once again, in closing tonight, remind us and anybody listening, not just from a sporting context, but if you even feel any connection at all to some of these vital messages, this kind of prevention of young offences, to early identity of issues, mental health and poverty, if you're involved or if any of those matters kind of resonate with you, Will, what's the website? What's the best way to get involved, please?
Absolutely, yeah. The best way, onto the website, which is www.sportsinheart.org.uk/news. That will go to our community news page and you can pick up the first story on there at the conference. And even if you just want to find a bit more information, all of my contact details will be on there and you can get in touch.
Well, it really is just humbling, quite frankly, to speak with you. I look forward to kind of chatting to you in the very near future, definitely ahead of this December the 6th event, to give it one final giant hammering of the drum. But for me tonight, just once again, I want to thank you for your time, and I'm honestly saluting you. I genuinely, passionately am in awe of not just the things that you do personally, but the whole organisation and the ethos and the philosophy that underlies everything that you guys are all about at the moment.
Lovely. Thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure. Thanks once again.